Welcome to Enter the Light.
Love Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It's Friday night, and it's 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That was Friday night, and we are November 3rd, 2017, and happy November. And I want to welcome to you our show, Enter the Light. My name is Jan Drake Bakke, and our guests tonight and our regular is Ryan Adragna, and our guest is DC Love, and she heads the Sacred Embers team, and she's the one who has asked us to be on our show and to join her team. So basically, they are here, and we are all here together, and I hope you enjoy the show, and I'm just going to go ahead and pass it over to DC Love to share about herself and what she's been doing in her work, and then we'll go to Ryan. All right, DC, welcome.
Thank you, Dan. It's such an honor to be here. Hi, everyone. This is DC Love. I'm also known as the magical DC Love, the real DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive. I'm a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the Angels, and every now and then the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma, and at that time she threatened me. She actually threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It really took me quite a while to realize that this was a divine connection, and Joan has left this door open. And now others in spirit have walked through it as well. It has given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. And it has also provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of people. But prior to these life-changing experiences that I can't imagine not having, my work background was in law enforcement. I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to, as well as being the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings, everyone, from DC Love.
All right. Wow. Thank you, DC. That was amazing. And she really is amazing, and you all find out as you are now here and listening to her and as we do the readings as we go on. And I thank you for being here. We really appreciate it. It's a real treat. And I want to move on to Ryan. And he is also as amazing, too. And, Ryan, please take it away.
Well, I'm not too sure I could beat that intro. That was really, really, really good. But it's an honor to be here, too. My name is Ryan Adragna, and I'm a channel for the higher 7th through 12th dimensional spirit realms. I heal people in person, remotely, or in groups. It doesn't matter. I also do clearing of ghosts or what people would call lingering earthbound spirits from you and your home. And this all kind of happened to me. It was a series of events, but I had two near-death experiences. One in 1987 where I was crossed over and kicked back. And then in the fall of 2008, I crashed my beloved motorcycle, and I crossed over and I got kicked back again. And after that, I started scratching my head and said, "What's going on here? Why do I keep on coming back?" And after that, I got frustrated and I contacted a channeling Eric medium, and they said, "Hey." You are after we had some conversations, they said you're a born healer, and I said, well, I don't know what that means. And they said, well, that's up for you to discover. You know, I mean, there's no owner's manual for this, so I had to. I wish there was something under the Christmas tree that I could unwrap and read it and say, okay, I understand this now. But there wasn't. So after about 5 or 6 months of trying to figure this out and doing some practices, I began to understand what my abilities were because mediumship is not a gift. It is an ability. We all are light workers here on Earth. I want to stress that. You know, we all have gifts. We all have abilities. Mm-hmm. So, after I started getting my feet wet and I started understanding what I was doing, I said, okay, I understand this. And so my mission in this life and my purpose in this life is to help people to overcome stuff that's going on in their current lives. If it's not a contract or something that they need to go through, if it's a bunch of negative energies built up in their bodies from, you know, different levels like emotional, spiritual, physical, or mental, or whatever, that can be healed. If it's something that they signed up for, then it is what it is. And that's the exploration part of being a healer, is that, you know, when a customer comes to a healer, they say, well, can you heal this, that, or the other thing? Well, we don't know until we try, unless someone peeks into their Akashic records and says, you know what, you signed up for this, you have to deal with it. But then a healer can't help, it is what it is. So, that's kind of my little background. And I'm proud to be a part of the show, and it's an honor for me to be here. And with that, I'll sign off.
All right, thank you, Ryan. That was just beautiful, just totally awesome. I love that both of you explained a little bit about yourself, because the two of you are so amazing. I mean, these people do the kind of work that is of miracles. And I've had work from them, help from them, from both of them. And they've done truly miraculous work. And Ryan, in just the last week, has given me another healing, and I really needed it. And it's like night and day. So I can't say enough about the both of them. They're both angels. They're both truly, they don't want to call it gifted, but they are so gifted. But they have, let's just put it this way, they have amazing abilities. And my abilities are coming along, and I'm doing pretty well. And, I'm working at it. I'm a medium also, and a psychic, and I work with animal totems. And one of the things that I love to do work with are the psychic crimes, the crime work. I'm a psychic detective, so I put a lot of time into that. It's just something that I love to do, but I also give readings. And so enough about that. I'm just going to go on to reading a poem here, and then we can just say a couple words about meditation, and then we'll be off to our people who are piling up in the room here. We've got quite a few callers, so I'm just going to hurry up a little bit because we do have a lot of people. This first poem is called The Winds of Time, and I did post it on my Facebook page in case you want to look at it. This came out of a class that I took with Barbara DeLong, and it was an amazing channeling class, and she was helping us channel our words in poetry. So here it is. It's called The Winds of Time. The sound of creation traveling through the millenniums, whispering a song. That is the heart of its divine character, a celestial rhyme. Its breeze is ancient, yet it refreshes newness, a youthful melody in its midst as it travels through the winds of time. Charted but not linear is its pathway, making circular designs, echoing lifetime of infinite patterns of sounds as it mimics and repeats its songs while the soul aligns. And that's that poem. And I will just say one last small little poem that I wrote a couple nights ago called Orange November, to welcome in our new month of November. And take me out to sea, my unique, my winged beauty that flutters magic through my hair. I breathe in clarity and calm by a sunset welcoming in an orange November in an ocean breeze of fresh air. And that was about a butterfly. So, all right. So then maybe we can just say a few words about meditation, anyone? DC, what do you think about meditation?
Well, I think meditation is very important, Jan. Mm-hmm. Me personally, you know, I'm always on the go. I have six grandkids, and it seems like I'm always going here and there. And with the busy lifestyle, you have to take a little time and meditate.
Right on.
Or I don't get, like, clear messages from spirit and things. So I like to do, like, a walking meditation out in nature. That's one of my favorites. And sometimes when I just need to chill out, I like to lay in bed. And then I'll turn on, like, meditation music as well and just, like, relax. Or a nice breathing meditation. I like the breathing meditations. I mean, there's, you know, there's so many different types of meditations. They're as different as, you know, you and I are. And everyone can find one that they really, really like, you know. But a simple, you know, a simple breathing exercise, even a couple minutes a day, is going to help you to really find a little bit of that inner peace that you're seeking, you know. So, I mean, there's like so many different ones. And I like the heart breathing. And I know, like, when I first, you know, connected with you, Jan, you talked about meditation and how important it was. And I really, you know, I believe that. And I, you know, and I still to this day, I try to make time to meditate because I do feel it's important.
Oh, I do too. And I love what you said about it. Thank you for saying that because it's so true, everything that you said. And so thank you. And I'm just going to go ahead and go on to Ryan and see what he says about meditation also. Ryan?
Yeah. You know, I couldn't agree more with DC and you. You know, I think when we look at the population of people, when you go on YouTube and whatnot, people say, well, you have to meditate. Well, how do you meditate? You go on, you go on those media sites and you see people who are spending 20, 30, 40 minutes a day meditating and saying, well, you know what? Not a lot of us have that amount of time because we're always on the go. And so it doesn't have to be a cookie cutter. For me, what I do before I do a healing session, before I call my spirit team, I make it as simple as I lay in. Me and TC Love actually have a lot in common here. I literally lay down in my bed, and I stare at the ceiling, and I let my eyes go double, and I calm my mind down. And when my eyes go double vision, I start to see sparkles and little dings of light in the ceiling, and those are my angels and guides bouncing around. And I call them in. I said, okay, I'm ready to go. And it's not complicated. Sometimes it's a, literally for me, it's a 2 or 3 minute exercise. It doesn't have to be 20 minutes. And it's different for everyone. Maybe someone does want to go on the beach and sit there for 20 minutes to meditate. Good for them. But we're all different, and you have to explore what's right for you. And you have to, when you set your mind to zero, and you forget about all the million things that are going on. You know, you've got the car you need to be washed, you've got the house that needs to be cleaned, you've got the bills that need to get paid. Meditation is, to me, it's about just slowing your mind down to a crawl and saying, I don't care about anything right now, this is my me time. And however you get there is how you get there, and people need to explore that within themselves and just understand that you don't have to follow status quo. So I hope that makes sense to the people out there. So, that's all I've got.
That is just wonderful. That's beautiful, too. Oh, both of you, so amazing to hear how you describe it, because it's something that I have to do. I mean, when I do readings, any kind of reading, whether it's for crimes or if it's for a reading for a person, a client, I don't know. I'm just so used to it that I immediately go into a meditation, it for some reason for me it just helps me see everything much more easily. You know, I guess I have a lot of debris in there. I know I do, and it gets clogged up. You know, so the meditation helps me relax, slows down my mind, all the thoughts. And what I notice, too, is that once I start to meditate, I notice that there's a lot of junk in there. There is debris that I've held in, like stuff from yesterday that I was worried about is still there because it's attached to me, and I'll start feeling it, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, this is still here. And so stuff does get stuck in us, and with the meditations and stuff, it's nice to let a lot of that stuff go, and you can do that. And so, anyway, I have to do it. It's literally my telephone to the other side and to higher messaging for my work. So I wish I could get to a point the way you and DC and Lynn and Sue and everybody else, Lori, you know, can just go into a reading and not have to, you know, you can just start reading. For me, I can't quite do that yet. I still have to meditate a little bit to get into the messages. I still get the messages, but it just takes a little while for me. Other than that, the animals come through. I don't have to meditate for them. I don't know why. I guess that's just a really easy connection there. They just come through. But anyway, I can go on, and I'm talking to Mel a minute. But yeah, I can't say enough about meditation. It's incredible. It's wonderful. So, but you're right. You can walk. You can walk and meditate. You can go outside, be with the trees, sit outside. You can meditate while you're driving. I mean, you can do it anywhere. You don't have to sit there and be a yoga master to do it, you know. So anyway, with that, I think I'll just close. And are you guys ready? Because we have a bunch of calls here.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Okay. All right, here we go. And this is going to be 917. She's been waiting 29 minutes. Here we go. 917, are you there?
Yes, I am, and I've enjoyed listening.
All right.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah, and who are we talking to?
My name is Ellen.
Uh-huh. And where are you from, Ellen?
New York.
Okay. And do you have a question?
Yes.
For DC and Ryan?
I've made a change of plans. And I'm thinking, I guess I would like to have an angel message or message from my guides regarding this is the correct thing. I've decided to stay in New York a little bit longer and look for a different job here as opposed to moving cross country. That's what I was thinking of doing. So I guess, is that a good idea? Is that a way of being on my path?
Okay. And so,
I could start off.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Ellen, I have a dragon spirit. Her name is Ginger. She was with me the whole time I was learning to do this. She transitioned last July, and she comes in when she feels like it and gives reading, and she's saying, Ellen, girlfriend, she's saying, this is going to bring you fulfillment. It's going to bring you joy. So she's saying, relax. You're going to have good news coming to you. She's saying, you know, you went through a difficult time. Things are getting a little bit better. Start embracing all the good that's coming your way. Open your arms wide, she's saying, to receive, Ellen. And with that being said, she's writing on a chalkboard. She's writing the letter F. Usually it's a person. It could be a first name or it could be a last name. And they may come in and help you with something you're going through now or in the near future.
Would you repeat the letter? Did you say F or S?
F as in Frank.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, so hold on to that letter, because usually people, you know, get back to me and say, oh, okay, I did figure out what that letter F was, okay? But Ginger's saying you're going to get good news from so many different places, okay? And she's saying, you know, Ellen, it's time for you to follow your dreams,
mm-hmm.
okay? She's reading over your story, and she's saying, you know what, I really consider writing a new story if I were you. Because the old story has so many limitations, Ellen. And she's saying, don't define yourself like that. You truly are spirit, okay? And she wants you to recognize, you know, how the old story is like a little bit of like attachments. There's some frustration, maybe some pain. She wants you to recreate a beautiful story, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I wonder if it resonates with the beautiful person that you are today.
Ah, isn't that nice? Thank you.
Okay, and I'm getting, she's showing me new beginnings are coming. You're going to have a lot of excitement, and this is also the start of prosperity and accomplishments. And that's what we have for you. I'm going to turn you over now to Ryan.
Thank you.
Hi,
Ryan.
Ellen. How you doing, Ellen?
Fine, you?
Oh, I'm doing fan-dam-dabulous, thank you. I'm a little bit of a different reader. I pick up on energy fields and the seven chakras and whatnot. And I got a little heartburn in my second and third chakra. That's not a bad thing, but what it's telling me is that you're resisting yourself right now. You're not really following your gut. And I think that coins off of what the DC was just telling you is that there are some reservations on your part. So as soon as you stop fighting yourself, and just say, you know what? This is what I need to do. You know, so get rid of that heartburn and acid reflux that you may have and just say, hey, this is what I need to do and it's for my highest good. Does that make sense?
Yes. Now, if I could only figure out what that is.
Well, that's the beautiful exploration of life, right? I mean, that. And everything changes every day. Everyone has free will. And when you follow your gut, your second and third chakras start to spin, and then your heart, and then your fourth chakra starts to spin, and all that kind of stuff. So, have faith in yourself and believe and know that you're going to do the right thing, and you'll know it because you're going to smile more. You're right now a little apprehensive, a little reserved, and just say, "Hey, Alan, I know what I want." And when you know what you want, you're going to smile, you're going to be happy, and then you're going to be awesome. So that's what I'm picking up right now. Other than that, I have a small little cold spot right between my eyes, which is your sixth chakra. So not sure if you're aware of this, but your guides and your angels also kind of want you to start working on your mediumship abilities. I think it's kind of in the back of your mind of what you want to do there. So just keep that in mind, okay?
Will do. Thank you so much, Ryan.
You're welcome. All right.
Well, that is great. Great readings, both of you. And Ellen, I hope that you, good luck with everything. And please call back. You're always welcome to call back. And we'd like to know how you do.
Thank you so much for the reading. Have a wonderful evening.
All right. You too. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. I think we're going to go to 503. Here we go. 503, are you are you there? 503, welcome to the show. 503,
hello?
Are you there? Hi. Hi, what's your name? Hello? 503, I can't hear you. I know you're there, though.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Hello? Hello?
Can't hear us?
Good evening.
Can you, DC, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Jan, loud and clear.
Okay. So, 503, you can't hear us. Are you there?
Good evening. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. And what's your name and where are you from?
Good evening. My name is Patricia Cecilia Blanco, Cancer, born July 9th, 1960. Yes, born July 9th, 1963. Born in Lima, Peru, and I reside in Portland, Oregon. And I've been read a lot, been told, and been close to near to death, lots of experiences with that. And I've been read a lot and told about that I have an evil eye curse on me. So what would your opinions be about that? Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Well, I only deal with the light, you know. I don't. In my world, I just resonate with the light. So I don't know. Ryan, can you assist her in that respect?
Hi, Patricia. This is Ryan here.
Good evening, Ryan.
As a healer, what I also do is I also remove ghosts from people. But I would like to take this. I don't want to say it offline, but this is kind of a horse of a different color. Would you say evil eye curse? Could you expound upon that, please?
Several have told me that it was in a past life, so any past life issues you could tell me about or about my past life, because it resolves and about my past life.
I am not an Akashic Records reader. But what I could, and I don't know if this is the correct form to do this, but I could give you later on, I don't know if you're on Facebook or if you go on the internet or whatever, I could give you my contact information and you can look me up from there. I guess evil eye curse. Quite honestly, I've never heard of that before. Do you live in a constant state? Let me ask you this here. Do you live in a constant state of fear where people
no.
say, Patricia, you're not being yourself, so you don't?
I don't fear. That's the problem. I've had so many close to the only thing. So many close. I face on fear, put it that way.
I face
my fears.
You face your fears. Okay. All right.
I've always been sensitive to others too.
Okay. Do you see a lot of shadow people by chance? And do you see a lot of do you have nightmares?
No.
I
try to be very positive. I practice positively, thinking, saying, and doing.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
I don't understand why people see bad in me when I practice trying to be good all the time. I mean, all the time.
Well, here, Patricia, this is what I'm going to do for you. I can't solve this for you tonight on this little blurb of this radio show, but what I can do, are you on Facebook by chance?
Yes, I am.
Okay, look my name up on Facebook, friend me, and the reason why I say that is because when you said the word curse, curses and hexes are very real, and they are usually done by covens, okay? When you said evil eye curse, I kind of threw up a red flag in my mind. I am not able to undo curses or hexes. I'm kind of auto speaking through my spirit team right now. I'm not able to undo that stuff. But if you friend me on Facebook, I can refer you to someone who can help you out. They can look into your Akasha. There's a chance that maybe someone put a hex or a curse on you in a previous lifetime, and it got carried over into this lifetime. That's a real possibility. What's that?
Correct. You're right. Yes, that's what happened.
So I know someone who can help you out with that. So please friend me on Facebook. My name is Ryan, R-Y-A-N. Last name is A-D-R. A-D-N-A.
How do you spell it? The last name once more.
A-D-R-A-G-N-A. And when I'm talking to you, my hands are getting very, very cold. So, yeah, there is something going on with you. But I'll just call a spade here because I'm still working through my spirit team. You need someone who specializes in this stuff. So I'm very, very happy that you called in. Friend me on Facebook, and I'll direct you to the person that you need to get helped out. Okay.
Thank you so much for your time. You're wonderful.
Yeah, well, you're wonderful too. And thank you for stepping forward.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a good evening, all of you.
Patricia, hold on a second. Thank you both, Ryan and DC, and I'm so glad that you said all this, because Patricia's on my page a lot. We talk almost every day, and she's very inspirational to me. She's a dear friend, and I'm glad that you called in, Patricia. I just want to tell you, while you were talking, I want to give you an animal because I could see it so clearly for you. I saw a tree, and I saw a giraffe. And the giraffe's head was in the tree and looking out over everything and feeling very good and feeling very positive. And so the giraffe here says, keep your head up and have faith and trust your gut regarding the situation you're dealing with. You have you have to reach a little bit, but you will achieve your goal. Keep your eye on the possibilities that are just on the horizon. And spend some social time with friends and family. And have good communication with your relationships and your family. And you have the gift of foresight. You're able to see ahead and with dreams and visions and signs. So
them all the time. That's
yes.
So wonderful, Jan. I'm so glad I finally get to speak with you.
I am
Thank
too.
Thank you. That
finally.
Really, I will never give up. I am not. Will never wave the white flag, no matter how hard it is. I will stay positive, and I will have faith and hope and lots of love to give.
Oh, awesome. And there you go. That is beautiful. Thank you. I'm glad that you said that. So anyway, I just want to leave you with that, and you're going to get some help here. So I'll see you later, okay? And thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Have a good evening.
You're welcome, Patricia. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that is so awesome. Thank you, both of you, for, giving her energy. She gives me so much energy every day. She's always there for me every day on my page.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. I'm going to go right over to 239 because they've been waiting a long time. Here we go. 239? Hello, 239?
Hi. Hello. Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Sure can. What's your name? Where are you from?
Yes, let me just get you off. There, that's better. My name is Lana. I'm from Florida.
Okay.
And I would like to have a message from my angel or my guide regarding relationships.
Okay. I'm going to hand it over to DC Love.
Yes. Hi, Lana. Thank you for calling in.
Hi. Thanks.
Guardian angel is jumping up and down in the background and saying that get ready for love. It's coming your way, Lana. Okay?
Oh, okay.
You've got to keep visualizing what you're looking for, being in that beautiful relationship. And I'm getting, what you're wishing for is close by. So make sure that you love yourself first. Make room in your heart and, in your, where you live and everything reside, make room there too for love. So I'm getting, sort of maybe it might be a little bit of a time to maybe expand your social circle a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That could help you to meet that special someone. But I'm seeing four-leaf clovers all around you, so you're going to be really lucky in love, Lana.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. And
that's
this person
great.
Is going to be sensible. They're going to be sensible. They're going to be affectionate. They're going to be really reliable. Okay. So you've got to make sure that, you're not focused too much on other areas of your life. Because love, love needs a little bit of attention too. Okay. So ease up your focus on the other areas. Try to have a little fun. And the angels are saying the kind of relationship that you've been dreaming about is going to be coming to you really soon. It's going to be a reality. And that's what I have for you, hon.
Wow. All right. And this is somebody that I have not
yet met. Turn it over to Ryan now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi. I didn't catch the name. Is it Wanda or Londa?
It's Lana. Lana.
Oh, Lana.
Lana. Lana.
Okay, thank you, Lana. This is Ryan.
Thank you. Yes, hi, Ryan.
Yeah. So my chest area, my fourth chakra, got a little cold when you were talking. That's not a bad thing, but just to me, what I'm picking up is a little bit of apprehension. Cold chest. Don't be afraid to smile and reach out to these men, and be friendly and outreaching. Sometimes, and don't take this the wrong way, because when I channel, my spirit team calls a spade, but sometimes sometimes there's a habit of not being cold towards men, but just being afraid of being apprehensive to giving your heart to them. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
So yes. So do yourself a favor, warm your heart up, and warm your heart up, because now I'm saying that my chest is starting to warm up. Warm your heart up and know that there's a man out there who truly appreciates you for who you are, and using your discretion. So turning a cold shoulder towards a guy or that there's nothing wrong with that, because then you're using your intuition, right? So just work on warming your heart up when you see a guy, and speaking your truth through your fifth chakra, okay? And be yourself. And when you do that, and you have a beautiful smile, So when you warm your heart up to a guy who comes up to you who has true intentions that you can feel through your gut, and when you speak your truth, all those combinations of those chakras, this guy is just going to melt. He's just to say, "Oh, Lana, oh my God, where have you been all my life?" So, does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you. And do I know this person, or I haven't met this person yet?
That I can't tell you, because I'm a healer. I'm not that type of, could chime in on that, but I couldn't tell you if you've met him. I'm just letting you know what I'm reading from your energy field.
Okay.
I'm getting a possible yes, Lana. You may have met this person. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You may not have considered in the area of love yet, but I'm getting, that it's going to turn into, like you said, a long-term beautiful relationship, okay?
Well, that's wonderful, yeah.
So you've got to, like you said, please work on yourself first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get ready for love. If the right one comes along and you're not ready, then it's not going to last as well, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting this person.
Yes.
It's like he has really good qualities, but one of his faults is that he's really stubborn, okay? So you've got to take the good bad, you know?
Okay.
So just watch, because I am getting he has like a little bit of a stubborn side, okay?
Yes.
But I'm getting, just be open to love, because I'm getting like the right person is coming to you, hon. So that might not actually be the right person. That might be the person before the right person, actually, okay? And you sort of have a vision of what you want in a relationship and what this person like looks like and everything else, and you might have to let go of that a little bit.
Okay.
And
yes.
Just be open to, the beautiful relationship that can come your way, because you sort of limit yourself when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm getting, right now as you and I are connecting, you should be a little bit more self-confident than usual. So please get out there, meet people, and you're really going to be surprised who you meet, okay?
All right. I will do that.
Okay.
I'll get out there.
Lana.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Lana, please call us back and let us know how it goes, okay?
Oh, sure. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well done.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, are we ready for the next one?
Yes.
And it's going to be 336. Here we go. 336, are you there?
Yes, hey.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Dale, and I'm from North Carolina.
Gail?
Dale.
Oh, Dale, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a question?
Yes. I've just been praying for a lot of things, and I just want to know what the angels have to say in regardless of some, I don't know, with a pinpoint, but just for a new beginning. And, you know, I'm like the other lady, a new true relationship or, you know, whatever you receive.
Okay, great. Dale, this is DC. And I'm getting
DC.
That you're going to get, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, Dale, you're going to get good news about some important questions that you've been, you know, wanting answers to. You're going to have, you know, an overall sense of happiness. There's going to be fulfillment. There's going to be, you know, you're going to feel that, you know, that, you know, that sense when you're, you know, everything seems to, you know, be going right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting it's time to make a decision. Is there a decision in regard to career?
Well, it's a decision about maybe moving maybe sometime next year or the year after or something. And about selling
okay.
my home. Yeah. And that could be with
okay.
the career, too.
Everything is going to work out for you, hon, so please don't be, you know, don't be nervous about anything.
Okay.
And I'm also getting that you have, like, an artistic side to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you could, you know, you've used it in the past. So if you connect with that side, that's going to bring, you know, some fulfillment and, I guess, some financial security as well. Okay, so I don't know, like, what you do creatively, but the angels want you to get in touch with that inner child, Dale.
Okay.
Okay? And is there, like, an activity or a hobby that you've been wanting to start or, you know, that you've put off? Because I'm getting that's really going to help you to get on the path that you need to be on.
Okay.
Okay, and the other thing is the angels are saying, Dale, you are stronger than you think. Use your natural strength to help yourself right now, and then you're going to be able to help others. Do not let anyone try to take your power away from you with their actions, with their words. The angels are with you, and they're going to you know, help you to keep going. And all you have to do is ask them, and I see like an army of angels with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So my dog Ginger's coming in from the other side, and she's saying, girlfriend, don't give up until your miracle happens, and it's coming, okay?
Okay.
She wants you to believe in yourself, okay? And she's saying, stay positive. You've got to, you know, think positive, use positive words, and you're going to create the life that you've been wanting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, stay positive, stay focused on only what you're wanting. If, in fact, you hear yourself, like, saying something negative, just brush it off and start again with something positive. Because Ginger's saying, Dale, girlfriend, you've been a little bit too negative lately, haven't you?
Yes, I
so
have
she's
a
saying,
little. Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's okay, I'm not trying to be hard on you, but I'm just trying to bring it to your attention.
Right.
She's reaching out and she's giving you a hug, girl, you know.
Okay.
She's saying, I'm giving you a hug to help you to raise your vibration. Now smile and laugh with me. And then she's
okay.
saying, get in touch with that inner child and have some fun. Okay?
Okay.
And love is all around you, Dale. And
mm-hmm.
it's flowing to you, and you've got to realize that you are worthy of this beautiful love that is coming your way. Okay?
Right, okay.
Everything is changing for the better. You've got to be able to open your heart and let love come in and let love transform your life, okay? So,
uh-huh.
Dale, let that love breathe it in, and let it fill you up. And when you've had all the love that you can hold, let it flow to others, okay? You can
mm-hmm.
let it flow with hugs. You can let it flow with smiles. You can let it flow with compliments, okay? But you are loved unconditionally, Dale.
Oh, wow.
And I'm getting that you need a little bit more balance between give and take, okay?
Uh-huh.
Grandfather figure coming in from the other side. And I'm getting that you sometimes smell different smells when he's around.
Mm. Yeah.
And he's showing me that you connect in your dreams.
Uh-huh. That's true. Uh-huh.
I'm getting he may have had, like, some breathing problems. I'm seeing, like, the lung area. But when you're outside, I see a lot of butterflies around you, and this is from your grandfather.
Okay.
Okay, I'm getting he was spiritual. Are you studying, or was he the one that had a lot? I'm seeing books, so I don't know if it's you or him, but there's a lot of books around you.
I have a lot of books around me. I do, but I used to be into reading a lot of things. And,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. And he's saying, you know, you don't like when you're in a rut. You do want to have things, you know, turn for the better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, relationships are really important to you. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. And he's saying, you know, in recent times, she's really been connecting, like, on a spiritual level. You're really getting into, like, you know, different things. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Dale, I'm getting, you know what, you've experienced a lot of help from the spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I can.
You have. And that's what he's showing me. And he's saying, Dale, please, he's saying, don't be afraid, you know, to try something new. He's saying, you've got to get out of the same old. Okay, he's there to help you. And he's saying there's going to be opportunities coming your way. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Is there like a hobby or something? Because he's saying dancing or yoga, or is there anything like that that would get, you know, that would, you know, catch your attention? Because he's saying, you know, like if you try something new, you're going to like it and it's really going to help you on your path.
Okay. Like dancing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Well, dancing is, you know what? Dancing is also a form of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And that is awesome. Okay, so your grandfather's going to be there with you, and he wants you to just, you know, keep doing what you're doing. You're doing an amazing job. Okay? And just know that you are protected. He's with you. I see an entourage of angels with you. Dale, excuse me. You've got to release your fears. What are you afraid of?
I don't know.
I'm getting that, you know, you have fear in you. And as we know, fear itself means false evidence appearing real. So
mm-hmm.
in reality, there's truly nothing to be afraid of, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Archangel Michael is there. He's with you. And he's standing there to help you to really feel, you know, safe. Okay? And your higher self, you know, knows that you can move forward with confidence.
Okay?
Okay? You can connect with whomever that you've, you know, who you want to connect with. Whether it's, you know, God, the universe, spirit, the angels, you have a beautiful entourage protecting you. So don't be afraid to go forward with confidence. And like I said, Archangel Michael is with you. And he's saying, you know, trust, and you have nothing to fear. You might actually see a little bit of a blue light around you. And that's
okay.
Archangel Michael's, you know, beautiful light of protection. And that's what I have for you. I hope it helped.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, and
thanks.
I'm going to turn you over to Ryan.
Thank you so much, DC.
Hey, Jill, how are you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I am doing Van Damme Dabulous, thank you.
Great.
To be quite honest, please don't take this the wrong way, but I'm having a hard time reading your energy still because I'm getting blocked a little bit here. But so I don't have a lot to say,
okay.
But I did. I said, don't be offended. I'm sorry. But the two words I did pick up was anxiety and apprehension. And I also got very, very tight in my shoulders, right behind my neck. You know where the neck meets your head? They are very, very tight shoulders,
mm-hmm.
like you're walking around like Frankenstein. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I think the area in your shoulders, That's kind of a dumping ground for negative energies with you. So, like what DC was saying, just relax, follow, listen to. I can't repeat everything I said, but basically, relax. Your anxiety and your apprehension is kind of building up behind your shoulders, the base of your neck.
Mm-hmm.
What you can do, and I don't know if you do this, but do yourself a favor. Take some Epsom salt baths once or twice a week, okay?
Okay.
The Epsom salt baths will help release negative energies out of your body. And I don't know, whenever I take one, when I get out of the bath, I look down the drain, and the water is always darker than when I fill the tub up, you know? Those are literally the negative energies going down the drain. So
mm-hmm.
if you don't already have this crystal, please get yourself a crystal called black hematite, okay?
Okay.
Uh,
Do you know what black hematite is, by chance?
No, I don't. I really don't. Mm-mm.
Okay, I'll spell it for you. Hematite is H-E-M-A-T-I-T-E. Get yourself a polished black hematite off of eBay, size quarter maybe. They don't cost like maybe $2 or $3, whatever.
What do you get it at?
What's that?
What do you buy this at?
I bought mine off of eBay.
Oh, okay.
And then get yourself some white sage and a dream catcher. The black hematite is a grounding stone. It's also a protective stone against negative energies that are causing this anxiety and apprehension and are jacking up your muscles.
Okay.
So, you know, the white sage, you know, you cleanse the black hematite and the dream catcher with them. Yeah, I don't know, do it once or twice a month, something like that. And that'll kind of help you out a little bit as far as getting yourself clean and cleared. And then it's important for you to ground and protect your energies every day. Go outside, touch a tree, and ground yourself to Mother Earth. And and I'm going to say this, just realize, Gail, that like Eleanor Roosevelt once said, okay? She said once, what anybody thinks of me is none of my business. So when people are giving you grief, let it go in through one ear and out the other.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
You know, and just know that you are who you are, and if someone gives you the business, say, you know what, I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll help drop your anxiety and your apprehension down and let you drop your shoulders a little bit. Your shoulders are so tense.
Okay.
So does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does make sense.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So yeah, that's all I've got.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, excellent readings, both of you, and Dale. I hope that you enjoyed that. I think you did, and they were excellent, weren't they?
Thank you so much.
Please call in. Yeah, call in and let us know how it goes, okay?
I will. Thanks so much.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, bye-bye. So we have about 8 minutes, and there's two more people. So I know that we can do one more at least, so I'll just go right ahead. Is that okay? We'll just go to this probably last one.
Sure. Sure.
347. Here we go. 347, are you there? Hi.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. And what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Tanika, and I'm calling from New York.
Okay.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Do you have a question on? Yes, I wanted to hear about love life for me. I broke up with someone that I was sort of seeing since summer tonight, and I just wanted to hear overall what you guys saw for love life for me, because I'm wondering if it was the right decision or not. But
I'm getting a yes.
I think it might be.
And
okay.
I got a big yes in the sky, and this owl just flew by. And when you see an owl, you've got to pay attention to the signs that they're bringing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting, you know, there's going to be like a divine spirit connection with someone. Okay, and, you know, the answer to your question is yes. But this owl just... And I'm getting, you know, the owl represents, you know, your family on the other side. They're watching over you. I see an elderly gentleman. He's walking with a cane. I also see a woman. And I feel like they're with you, and they're, you know, they're watching over you. They're giving me a stone, a unakite, U-N-A-K-I-T-E. I think you need a little bit of balance, like emotionally and everything, because this has been really upsetting. Is what I'm getting, okay?
Yeah.
Just keep going. You're going to seek the truth, Gail. Everything is going to be fine. As this is happening, you are growing and transforming spiritually as well. And I want to turn it over to Ryan really fast and let him add to the reading, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, hi, Janika. It's Ryan. I think we may have talked in the past before. I'm not picking up on anything in the seven chakras in my body. Nothing's resonating with me right now except my fourth chakra. I got a little cold in the chest. Whenever I get cold in the chest, that's like a cold heart symbolism, symbolism is the right word, I don't know. But just be open and receptive to the partner that you're trying to, that you're looking for. And, closing your mind is something maybe the best thing for you, but just be open with them and be honest and speak your truth, okay?
Okay.
That's all I have.
All right, then. Well, thank you both for lovely readings. And, Tanika, I'm glad that you got those. And just hang in there, okay? And good luck with everything. And check in at some point and let us know how it goes, okay?
Okay.
All right. So take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Uh-huh. Okay, so now we have 4 minutes, and I don't know if we should do another one real fast or the last one.
We could, Jan, because it'll just go into the off quarter time, and as long as they're on the phone line, we'll be fine.
Sure. Okay, here we go then. Hi, 708, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. And who are we talking
to? Thank you for taking my call.
Yes. What's your name?
My name is Amy.
What?
I said my name is Anne.
Oh, okay. Anne? Hi, Anne.
Okay.
Hi.
And do you have a question, hon?
I do. Do you see any full-time employment for me?
Okay. I'm definitely getting, this is the end of a difficult time for you, and I'm getting a big yes from the angels. Okay, this
Thank
is going to be
you.
A really great time of your life. And you know, they're showing me the horizon, and at the horizon, at the end of the horizon is this big pot of gold, and it has Anne on it, okay? I'm getting the letter F around you. That's usually a person. It could be a first name or a last name. And if you don't know, you know, who that person is now, just write it somewhere, and, you know, every now and then just glance down on it. Stay positive, Anne. You're going to manifest. Your angels are with you. It's all good. And I'm going to turn you over to Ryan.
Was it F as in Frank?
Yes, it was. Yes, it
okay.
was.
Okay, I want to make sure.
Yeah, hi, and this is Ryan. I'll make this pretty brief here. For your question, I'm going to have to pass on this. Unfortunately, I'm not feeling anything from your energy field right now. So I think all is well for you on the physical, emotional, spiritual, and physical plane. So with that, I'll pass.
Okay.
Okay, Anne. Well, Anne, thanks for calling in, and please call back and let us know how it goes, okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. They're saying so many seconds. I wanted both of you to share your website, if you would, real fast. I think we have 60 seconds, if you want to.
Mine is www.therealdclove.com.
Beautiful.
Mine is healingsthroughspirit.com.
Excellent. And mine is www.wefindourway.com. And here we go. They just gave us the 60-second thing. And if anybody has anything else to say at the very end here, please do. Great show, everybody.
Awesome. Thank you for having me here tonight with you guys. I enjoyed myself. This was awesome.
This was really fun. Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Me too, and thank you very much. And you're both amazing. And thank you so much for being here. We had a lovely show. So, everybody, we wish you a good week. Thank you. We'll see you next week, everybody, for Enter the Light. All right.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.